Roger JP Show, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025.
This is the, I often say it's going to take some sort of national tragedy in order to bring the country together.
Hmm.
But I may stand corrected because this, albeit it won't last long, is the one video that I think if we all watched it, if we all saw it, it would bring the country together for just a little while.
Mike Alta falling?
Huh?
Mike Alta falling?
No.
That did bring a lot of us together.
No.
Really
and you know what it is about that, though, Monica? There's a lot of people, including my wife, who don't take joy in other people getting hurt.
I don't at all. It was awful.
But
it doesn't sound like it was a hold on. It doesn't sound like it was all that awful. You seem like you're totally okay with watching it over and over and over again.
I think it brings everybody together. No, I did not. I couldn't watch it after the first time because
I was
like,
your ass. You only watched it once? Then you're the only one that only watched it.
I don't want to see him. I wanted to make sure he was okay. I said that day.
You're so full of it. I just wanted to see if he was okay. What were you going to do? Call him and get him a helicopter out of there?
Are you joking? Literally that day, that's all I said that whole time was it's not funny. I don't like watching people fall. I don't understand why that's funny. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to and he was okay, and so we're done.
Once he's okay, then the video gets even funnier.
No.
Well, the video I'm talking about is it happened at a Washington Nationals game where apparently they have a whole bunch of mascots dressed like presidents.
Oh, yeah.
And they have an annual president's race.
Yes.
They do that every game. Yeah.
It's every game?
Yeah, well, it's like the chorizo, the sausage thing in the brewer for the Brewers.
At this game,
the Rays do it too.
They ended up having the president's race, but a whole bunch of other mascots came out of the bullpen,
yes.
And literally the first guy out just cross body blocked the president that was in first place, and a mascot brawl just broke out. And if you can't laugh at that, you're dead inside.
No,
I'm telling Monica, do me a favor before you piss all over it.
Oh, mascot
watch
brawls
it
are funny.
And tell
me
it's not funny.
I don't think they're supposed to hurt each other. They're mascots.
They're not really hurting each other. It's like wrestling.
They're giant running heads.
Right.
I love
it's entertainment.
I love the president so much. Okay, I'm watching it now. I love the president's. Oh my God, look at this, a crown royal hat. Don't hit him. Oh, I don't like
it. It happens all the time. We used to, when I did, I used to do the Islanders, once a year they had a mascot brawl that would happen. It was hilarious.
Once a year,
they would come in from all different states. We'd even have the Hurricanes guy come up, the Capitals. I don't know if Thunderbug was ever involved. I don't think so. But it would be maybe 6-7 mascots. And, of course, Sparky the Dragon, the Islanders, nothing to do with dragons, but they have a dragon.
Right.
The dragon would be out there, and he would host, and it'd be all nice until they do the race. And then someone would always be the bad mascot. And it was set up, and it was hilarious what they would end up doing. And it was scripted, just like wrestling, on how they would win.
Right.
And the crowd always went nuts for it. People love it.
Brett, did you see the initial cross body block for the first guy out of the dugout?
That's great.
Isn't it great? Did you post it anywhere?
I'm getting it up now.
Getting
the video up now.
Yeah, he's getting it up.
Did you guys see the SNL skit, the Beavis and Butthead SNL skit?
Yeah. Sure did.
So
who didn't?
When they were sitting behind him, and he was
great.
Oh my God.
His reactions, right. Keenan Thompson, are so good.
Oh, yeah.
So fun.
I haven't. My buddy Kenny sent it to me, and he doesn't watch SNL either, but he was stoned and watching television, and he watched it.
Hilarious.
He sent it to me the next day. He's like, bro, did you see this thing? I said, no.
Oh.
He sends it to me. The Beavis, if you haven't seen the Beavis and Butthead on SNL thing, it was pretty damn funny.
And Beavis's face was making them all laugh so much, just the way he was looking around.
Was
his,
Butthead
his
Colin
teeth and the
Jost?
Whole thing. Yeah.
Who was Butthead?
No, Colin.
No,
I mean,
Beavis is the one with the dark hair, right? Butthead's the one with the dark.
Butthead, dark hair. Beavis, blonde hair.
Was it Colin Jost that played Butthead?
No,
he was awesome.
Dark
who was it?
No.
I mean, that's what I meant. Dark hair.
Yeah, that's Colin Jost. Yes,
that was.
Are you
absolutely.
Sure?
Absolutely. Don't look at the picture.
I had to stare at it, and it looked like him. Obviously, he had him. He had his lip tape kind of taped up, so his gums were hanging out.
It's Mikey Day.
Yeah,
I was just gonna say Mikey Day, and Ryan Gosling was Beavis.
Ryan Gosling,
really?
I knew. Ryan Gosling, I knew.
I would have put money on that was Colin Jost.
Who's Michael Day?
Really?
I guess
he's one of
the
actors. Yeah, he's one of the. He does a lot of different things. Oh my God, that was.
I'm wrong. I would have put money on it.
It's one of the funniest things ever. Then they act like they didn't know each other. They're like, what?
Yeah.
I just met him.
Oh, it was great.
Right.
Yeah, it was a great bit.
Anyway, everybody except for Monica, if you watch this video with the president's race and the other ones.
I like mascots.
The wrestling. It'll definitely put a smile on your face, if even just for a little while.
Oh, that's all we need. Just a smile for a little while every day.
Why do they do it every game?
Yeah.
Even, like you were like saying the with the island, they do it every, isn't that a little bit much? Don't you save that for special occasions?
No. Not everybody goes to every single game. When you,
I understand.
You want to put your best foot, they do, you know, like at the Yankee Stadium, they do the great subway race, video thing on the screen.
Yeah,
they do the find the ball underneath the hat on the screen.
Yeah, yeah, we do that at the race too. The Rays have like a Sprite, Aquafina, and like a Mountain Dew. Like they have bottles of soda and water and stuff, and then they race. And then
so like the beverages they sell race?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that makes sense.
Big old bottles. And then, and it always makes me want to have a not a Sprite. What is it? 7-Up?
Mission accomplished.
Mm-hmm. Sierra Mist, yeah. I'm easily, yeah. And then
it's called subliminal advertising.
Works on me. And then the Brewers have they had like a German sausage and like a hot dog. They had all these different wieners. And then relatively recently, I want to say like the last 20 years or so, they added a chorizo. And then, of course, I'm always for the chorizo to win. And it's just, it's funny to watch them be these huge. They're so huge. And like the president's ones you're talking about, their heads are huge. And they're just running. Like, what are they doing?
Just little legs underneath.
It's, to me, that's the fun. That's.
I wonder with the presidents, do they have, like, does somebody have to tank it every once in a while?
Yeah.
Like, if clearly George Washington is more of an athlete than the rest of them, like, does he win every time or does he have to tank it? No. And if he's somebody who's competitive, does he want to tank it? Do the other guys want to trip him? I have a million questions.
Let me find out exactly how deep your disease goes. Would you, if available, bet on the running presidents at a game when you were there?
100%.
You would bet.
If I'm at a baseball game with my buddy Kenny, we're absolutely betting on the subway race.
Oh my God.
It just happened. I mean, we're not talking, we're not betting anybody's college funds. Like next beer, you know, who's got the next beer? If I'm, you know, I'm betting on the A train and he's betting on the C train. And
oh my God, you guys. So messed up.
And then it's a wash if neither one of us gets it.
That's great. Sometimes, like impromptu stuff breaks out where, you know, especially skating, some of the mascots, somebody could fall that wasn't supposed to, and they were supposed to maybe win the race. And so then everybody piles on and gets into like this giant hockey brawl on the ice. And then somehow the guy who fell comes out of the brawl and wins the race like he's supposed to in the script. Like, it's pretty cool. It's fun. One time a guy fell and I think his head came off and he had to pull his head back. He had to pull his head back. We had it happen at a kids' party where Barney was outside with a head actually off at the car.
Right. No.
That was the disaster. Don't open the front gate. One of the kids went out front and saw the guy standing. Barney's standing there with no head. Oh. But in one of the skating ones, the head, he bounced and you saw it move. We're like, no!
Oh, that's
and right. And some, you know, the refs, in quotes, who are on the ice go over and help him up and, you know, make sure his head stays on and all that kind of stuff.
I just saw something on Facebook real quick. Today's the birthday of the bone.
That's right.
Yeah. Y'all,
wow.
Y'all.
12 years of Real Raw Radio, all talk.
Cool.
All talk. I used to listen. I didn't work here, obviously. I used to listen to it when it was the music, when they played music. And it just was, you know, and listen, I like that kind of music and all, but to me, it's just, this is better. It was meant to be.
You know, amazing. It's funny because now I don't know if a company, as successful as The Bone is, there are very few stations that are doing what would be referred to as hot talk. Most talk stations are political talk and everything else.
Sports talk. Whatever.
And it's because, I would assume, it's because it's expensive. Because basically you have 4 morning shows that you have to pay for, right? Yeah. If it was today and somebody, even a company, saw a glaring hole in the landscape of the market to which hot talk, if done well, could absolutely just take over, you know, through their research, I still don't think they would spend the money on it. Mm. I still don't think
they
would spend the money on it.
That's a lot to put together. You know what's wild? Think about this. This has been around 12 years. We've been here for 2/3 of it. We're the new guys.
Right.
Oh, rookies.
How are we here for 2/3?
Right.
That's crazy.
We
didn't think we'd make it 6 months.
Right.
Here we are.
those first Facebook comments you were doomed from the get. So this is the more important question. Will any
The good thing about that though, Monica, is like we came in expecting immediate hate. It's just what people do. It's just what people do.
It's
changed. They're not used to it. And we don't sound like a lot of them. So, at least I don't. So, we expected it. Right? I didn't expect us to not be there, only be there for 6 months. If it was, it was going to be us being like, dude, I can't do 2 shows a day.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant because
I don't know if we're
going to
make this 6 months.
Right.
I think at one point we said, I don't know if we're going to make it 2 weeks.
Right.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
But now, you know, we're in shape now. So.
It all works out.
My goal with this was to do enough to save for college. That was my goal.
Are you reaching your goal?
Reached.
Oh, good for you.
So guess who the dead guy is today?
John Ritter.
It's reached because my son's going to doing the trades.
Ah.
Oof. Will any of you, since it's the 12-year anniversary of the bone going talk, will any of you go home and have Annie sex tonight?
Oh, just nothing but.
For this?
Just straight throw.
I'm sorry.
Did you
say Annie sex?
Yeah.
Anniversary.
I see.
I mean, it's anniversary, and you guys are on this, and you have sex partners.
It's not ours. It's not our anniversary.
Yeah. You're part of it. You're on the team.
Even if I told her it was just Roger and my 24th anniversary, she'd be like, go have sex with Rush.
He might after the jam session this weekend. Everybody's going to want a piece of Rush.
No thanks.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you never know, Monica. Things change.
Yeah. No. That's cool.
Wow.
12 years of hot Very talk cool. is a, that's an accomplishment.
And it's not like this station barely gets by. This station crushes. So it's because of you guys.
Right.
You guys listen so much and you love it.
Yeah.
That's why Real Raw Radio works.
Right.
So thank you. I mean, it's really the community of listeners in this station blew us away when we first got here, and it still does every time we visit. It's amazing.
The guy that was responsible, I don't even know if I'm supposed to tell the story, but I'm going to tell it anyway. I don't care. I don't care. So the guy that was responsible to put us on the air, to bring us over to do this shift, was a guy named Steve Smith. And he passed away, but he was...
Radio legend.
He's just... Right. I hold that guy up. He was a nut job, but I hold him up to the highest regard because he believed in us more than most people did.
He was our biggest champion
and
by far.
I guess, the dude that was before us, Shannon, was doing like bug trivia or something along those lines. And that was like, that was it. That was the end of that. And when he came in and he was just like, I'm like, are you sure you want us in there? Like, they got to be fighting against us because we're not from the... Like, we knew going in that Steve had our back, but we were just guessing that everybody in the market wasn't crazy about having us do the show from here.
At least the cautious eye.
So we knew, or at least we felt, that we were going to be working against our own people for a while. You know, unless it hit
for a little while.
And he's like, I'm sick and tired of hearing about Real Raw Radio. How about Real Good Radio? How about that? Don't worry about what they have to say.
Wow.
I was like, damn.
He was on fire.
It was great. Yeah, I was one.
He was a riot.
That guy made me laugh so much.
Yeah,
I loved
him.
He was an absolute lunatic. But he was great.
And look where you are now. You're still here.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nine years?
Over the show.
Yeah.
Watching over.
He's watching over something.
He's proud of you.
Oh, God, I miss him. He was nuts.
Yeah, he was great.
He was, for me, the perfect guy for me. Because number one, I knew he believed in us.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew he had our back. And he was flawed to the nth degree. You know, he was
like
just
him.
I loved him.
Yeah.
I loved him.
It's so funny. Steve and I would have one conversation on the phone, and it would go a certain way. And either he had talked to JP before me or after me, and that conversation would go a totally different way.
Because
those two would fight.
Right.
They'd honestly fight. I'm like, what is going on? Why does this not work? I talked to Steve. Everything was going fine. What happened?
But it was the best fight.
Hilarious.
Like, because they were fights for the betterment of what we do.
Yeah, it was passion.
It was never like F you, no F you, no F that, no F that. Like, it was never that.
No, it wasn't personal.
I remember because the money sucked. And I remember...
You don't say.
I remember almost...
Go on.
I remember almost not doing it.
Yeah.
Not doing it because they didn't want to come up, but they didn't want us to have a producer. They didn't want to have... It was
obnoxious.
We're also
not tried and true. And,
right.
You know, I mean, how much risk was Keith going to take, you know?
And he finally said to me, he's like, if you don't take this gig, you're going to regret it for the rest of your goddamn career.
Click. Well, you know what? First of all, two things. One, he clearly knew how to talk to you. You can't approach you, JP, in any other way. Like, that was how to address it with you.
That's what I'm saying. He was perfect for me.
Yes, that was clearly a JP approach.
Perfect for me, and I miss him all the time.
Yeah. He's a great guy.
I feel like being in radio, we all need that person. It like I have someone I always go to with questions like that. You know, like, what should I do this? Should I do that? What should I do here?
Mm.
And we're so in it. You know what I mean?
Right.
This is our jobs and we're in it, that someone that kind of knows, like I have a friend who's kind of in the business but isn't, like they know mm-hmm. how, they know, they can see clear headed.
They can still look at it from the outside in
yes,
a way.
Yes, yeah. and it's a smart
in a way.
That's like, why, yeah, when I go to people, because I have those people too, but they're not in our company.
Right.
Yeah, no,
by design.
Yeah, absolutely.
By design.
100%. Yep. And it,
outsider point of view.
It's like it's impossible to ask someone who hasn't worked in radio or been anywhere near it or whatever, because they're just like, they look at us like, why are you even working there? That makes no sense. You know what I mean? Like, right. This whole business makes no sense. You
right.
can't have that angle. You got to have someone who understands how it is, but is willing
True.
To be objective and see it from a different angle, and I'm so grateful for the people in my life that are.
But
like
the truth of the matter is, those people are like, why are you in that? What, this makes no sense? Why are you even doing that? Why are you letting them rob you like that? All that kind of stuff. That they are right.
I mean, yeah, 100%.
They are. They're right.
100% right.
Because it's like, why are you? Yep. They don't understand the passion we have for what we do.
Yep.
But the truth of the matter is, what they put people because they prey on. Passion, and they prey on ego, right?
Ego. So
that's what, yes, because you have a whole lot of people that are voice tracking radio shows around the country that aren't making any money for it.
Yeah, that's true.
But they want to be able to say, hey, I'm on this station, I'm on that station. But meanwhile, you're voice tracking stuff, so stop it. But they prey on that. They do. They absolutely do. There's no question about
all
it.
Entertainment
and the people
business,
that are,
not just radio.
100%.
All of it.
And
all
the
of it.
And the people who you talk to that are outside of this business, they don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They understand that what they see is there's a business. How much are they paying you? Why do you like? And they say, well, you're allowing yourself to get taken advantage of.
Yes.
And the truth of the matter is, in a lot of cases, they're right.
Yes.
They're right. But as egotistical as the business is, you also have to check your ego to take some of the opportunities in this business to see if you can do it, because you don't want to turn it down. And people with giant egos or experience in this business telling us, you take that opportunity and see where it goes, because that's what you should do. That's
right.
What's
but
right.
even that opportunity,
so you
got
to check it and try it, and that's what we did.
But in most cases, even that opportunity, and I'm using air quotes, is taking advantage of the individual.
Absolutely.
Oh, 100%.
You're like, yeah, you have no experience, so we'll give you a shot, but no, we're not going to pay you a lot. Why would we do that? You haven't even done this before.
Yeah, but
they're not wrong about that.
But they do it to seasoned veterans as well.
Mm. Yeah, I'm going to put it in JP terms here.
Bait them.
The house is always going to win. You're never going to have the better of the odds. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like we're always going to be on that end. But there are really, really, really good things too.
Right.
So I think we see that and then ignore the rest. I don't know.
I remember the last contract negotiation. I remember sitting down with my GM saying, "Listen, I'm not trying to get over on anybody. I'm just not going to let you get over on me.
Yeah. Definitely.
I just want us to both walk away from this thing." Feeling good about it.
Not feeling got over on.
Right.
Right. That's what it is.
Right. That's
Absolutely.
It. I said, I'm not trying to get over. I don't want you getting over. I just want us to be able to look each other in the eye,
yep.
shake each other's hand, and feel good about what we're about to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we did. Mm-hmm. And then they lied.
And then you got bitter. And now you're mad.
Correct. Ding, 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 ding. Nailed it. Funny, coming up next, a story about anger.
Well, happy anniversary to the bone. It's awesome. It's nice to be a part of it. It really is. This is one of those cool things, I think, in anybody's career where you're like, I was a part of that. This is unique.
Right.
Like JP said, it's only on a few stations in the whole country. Like, and this is the best one. The other ones aren't like this. This is the best. And we're part of it. And we're very happy to be part of it. It's awesome. So that makes up for the first, you know, year, whatever two it was, before we actually started getting paid.
Right. And then after that, bug trivia.
Whoa, don't say that.
After gotta the let that go. Now,
after
that
the anger.
You really do.
Can we admit the whole show
hold
all
on
day,
a second. I'm
day.
Not saying, but can we admit bug trivia is funny?
Yeah.
It's
maybe funny. That's how he meant it. Maybe he was being funny, just like, this is kind of funny.
Didn't really translate.
All right, maybe it didn't. But he turned out to be a great guy, and we got to know him at a thing in Atlanta and talk to him. And what a nice guy. And
nice dude.
He's been doing shows ever since and doing well. So wish him nothing but the best. Just how it goes in this
and
business.
He's never done bug trivia again.
Maybe, or has he?
Maybe.
We don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe it's a hit. Who knows? Just wasn't here. All right, well, Roger and JP, it's The Bone. Be right back.